Ketanji Brown Jackson has shattered a glass ceiling at the U.S. Supreme Court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Are you prepared to take the oath?
I am.
There were two oaths, one administered by Chief Justice John Roberts.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
The other by Stephen Breyer, minutes after his retirement.
That I will administer justice.
That I will administer justice.
Jackson is now the first black woman to sit on the high court, which for the first time now has four female justices. She will not change the court's 6-3 conservative tilt, one that ended this term with several contentious rulings on abortion and guns last week, and today on climate change, limiting the EPA's ability to curb power plant emissions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More on that latest ruling. In a blow to the fight against climate change, the U.S. Supreme Court has limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants by a 6-3 vote Thursday. With conservatives in the majority, the court said the Clean Air Act does not give the Environmental Protection Agency broad authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants that contribute to global warming. Instead, the EPA is limited to plant-by-plant regulation, the High Court said. The court's ruling could complicate the administration's plans to combat climate change. Again, the U.S. Supreme Court has limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives by train in Hong Kong for a major anniversary of the handover.